With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel is showing no mercy to those behind the horrific October 7th terror attack and the continuing missile strikes on civilians in the north of Israel.
Israel has carried out a series of massive airstrikes overnight on Beirut, the blasts rocking the city's southern suburbs, sending huge plumes of smoke and flames into the night sky and shaking buildings miles away. On Friday morning, Lebanese state media reported that an Israeli airstrike had cut a main highway linking Lebanon with Syria. Also, Israeli forces carried out a strike on Thursday in Tul Karam, a militant stronghold in the West Bank. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Growing outrage over how the Biden administration has spent disaster relief funds, more than $1 billion for illegal aliens, while Hurricane Helene victims suffer and in too many cases die. The death toll has now topped 200 as FEMA's coffers are close to being exhausted and the Biden administration appeals to Congress for more money. House Speaker Mike Johnson says hurricane victims will be taken care of. Also at SRNnews.com, the dock workers' strike has been suspended at least until January 15th, providing more time for contract talks, 45,000 port workers to return to work immediately. We'll soon find out how the job market fared last month with this morning's release of the government's latest monthly employment report.
Economists surveyed by the data firm FactSet believe that hiring was at a decent pace in September, although momentum was lost slightly compared to the month before. Forecasters believe that employers added 140,000 jobs in September.
And that's correspondent Donna Warder reporting. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory. The Dow futures are up 61 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 82, and the S&P futures 17 points higher. This is SRN News. Most abortions are elective.
According to a new analysis by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, 96% of the women who get an abortion in this country do so for elective reasons, not because of any risk to their life or health. A breakdown of the data by CLI indicates that less than 1% of abortions take place in cases of rape or incest, and less than 1% are to save the life of the mother. A little more than 1% are carried out because of an abnormality in the unborn baby. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Ume Minster in southern Germany is the world's tallest church, but not for much longer. The Gothic-style Lutheran church's reign began in 1890, but it is expected to end next year. That's when Spain's so-called Tower of Jesus Christ is set to be completed. At an eventual 565 feet, the Catholic Basilica in Barcelona will inch out the Ume Minster by about 35 feet. This is SRN News. Police and firefighters in New Hampshire rushed to rescue Bullwinkle.
It was a moose trapped in a backyard swimming pool. A video shot by police shows rescuers removing a pool covering after arriving at the home at about 8:45 a.m. Thursday morning to reveal the adult moose standing in the water. After the cover was removed, the moose strolled out of the shallow end of the pool and headed to a wooded area next to the home. Bedford Police Chief Daniel Duidi said in a statement that no people or animals were harmed. Keith Peters reporting.
Google says it will no longer link to New Zealand news content and will reverse its support of local media if the government passes a law forcing tech companies to pay for the articles displayed on their platforms. The vow to sever Google traffic in New Zealand news sites echoes strategies the firm employed when Australia and Canada prepared to enact similar laws. More details at srnnews.com.